Well, as we mentioned earlier on in the program, today, not only is it Wednesday, but today, National Wine Day today. So maybe you could have a glass or two later on today. And well, we do have some fantastic wineries here around regional WA. One of those wineries is in Margaret River. You may have been there once or twice, maybe a few more times. Mr. Barville is the name of the winery, and owner Rob Girardi just joined me. Rob, good morning there to you.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Happy National Wine Day, mate.
Thank you very much. It was almost like a birthday for a winemaker.
Now, for those who haven't been to Mr. Barville down there in Margaret River, I believe what your family owned?
We are, yeah. We're just, it's me and my wife behind them. We have a couple of employees. We're the true definition of a family-owned and a small business.
Fantastic. Well, you trained in Italy, mate.
Well, I studied over here in WA, in Margaret River, actually. Curtin University used to offer a viticulture and enology course. So I studied the sort of technical university side of winemaking over here in Australia. But I kind of feel like I spent several years living in Italy with my wife and kids and working in a wine area called Barolo over there, a very famous little wine area. And when we moved back to Australia and started making our wines, it was that techniques that I when I had to decide how I wanted to make the wines we wanted to make over here, it was the techniques and sort of philosophy behind the vines and the wines of Europe, which I learned in Italy, which really resonated with me. And so we decided to sort of pretty strictly implement that more European style, what we call in the wine world, the old world winemaking techniques.
So you do the old school winemaking techniques. So what's this? You sort of take your shoes and socks off and crush the grapes with your feet, mate, or what?
There's a little bit of that. I won't lie, but it's also a bit more about doing things a bit more by hand. So we hand pick everything. We don't use machine harvesters. It's also, I guess, we've got this in the what we call the new world of wine, where Australia, the US, these sort of non-European countries kind of sit. We've come across winemaking in a period of when science has existed about wine, and so there's so much we're legally allowed to do to our wines. We can pull this thing out, we can add this thing in, we can buy that in a packet and just pour it in. And so wines can really be constructed, and I don't want to downplay that and make it sound bad. It's a reality of winemaking, and it's completely legal, and it's how most of the wine your consumers drink will be made. But I really resonated with the more old school way, which was, it's really a focus on, like in Europe, the massive focus is on the vineyard, and all the vineyard areas are different, and all the varieties they grow in these different provinces around Italy or different areas around Europe are different. And so they really focus on getting it right with the right variety in the right spot in the vineyard. And then when it gets to the winery, actually most of the winemaking done all across Europe is very similar. And so we do no additives. We don't even add yeast. We just use the yeast that Mother Nature gives us on the grape skins. We don't adjust the wines. We don't fine them. We don't filter them as well. So it really is just kind of pure grape juice, really. And that, it's really important to me, because that really gives you a reflection of what this region that I'm in now, is Margaret River, how good it is, because we're not doing anything to change the grapes once they are picked.
So what's the season now down your way, mate?
Well, we've come out of our, probably pretty much the hottest summer we've ever had. And the last sort of few weeks, it's been typical Margaret River, late autumn, start of winter. It's been pretty cool, pretty wet, interspersed with some incredible, nice, still sunny days. But we're in this little bit of an interim period at the moment, where the harvest has finished a couple months ago, and pruning's going to start in another month or so. So now's a period of doing lots of maintenance work in the vineyards, catching up on office work, which we try and ignore over the harvest period. And, we're still operating our cellar door. So whilst the tourist traffic has certainly eased off a little bit, it's still, they're still ticking through. So we're open most days of the week and still sort of operating that side of the business as well.
So for those who don't know, at Mr. Barville Fine Wines, whites and reds?
We do whites, we do reds. Our focus, because we're in Margaret River, is Cabernet, and that's obviously a red grape and red wine, and that's what we're seeing in the world, really, outside of Bordeaux, is probably the most famed Cabernet region in the world. For the whites, we do Chardonnay here, and Chardonnay is our the Margaret River region's most notable white wine, and we're seen as probably one of the best Chardonnay producing regions in Australia. So there are two kind of top wines, but we do some different things as well. We do like an aromatic fruity white wine blend. We do a rosé. We do a light Italian red from an Italian variety called Nebbiolo. So a little bit of a licorice all sorts, which is what you kind of have to be when you're in business. You've got to offer a little bit of something for everyone. But our real focus is the Cabernet and Chardonnay.
And how is business with you and the team there at Mr. Barvel Fine Wines, mate?
I can't complain, really. Okay. I mean, we're only a young brand. We've only just finished our eighth harvest and only have wine in the market for sort of 6 years. So we're pretty new, but and we're small, but you know, we make our little bit of wine and we sell it all. We sell out. So we're actually, even though we have to shut for a period each year because we run out of wine until the new vintages are bottled, and we're sort of down to vapors of several of our wines, and a couple of them have already sold out as well. So we've still got wine, and we'd love for people to come and visit us, but we just won't have the full offering of our wines for a few more months.
So if somebody does want to come and visit, mate, are you open every day of the week? Or
we've just gone down to winter hours just this week, actually, for World Wine Week. No, we just made the decision a few weeks ago that this would be the time to do it. So we're open Thursday to Sunday, 11 till 5, and then any other day of the week, we do appointment tastings.
Okay.
So people can just, if they know they're coming down and it's not in that time period, they can look us up online and get the number, and they can number or email, and they can make a booking, and we can do a private tasting for them as well.
What's the website to check out there, mate?
MrBarvel.com. So MrBarvel.com.
Well, mate, enjoy today if you can. I'm sure that you will. You probably will have a bottle or two later on today, seeing that it is National Wine Day today. Thanks for your time, mate. And if I'm down that way, I'll come on in and have a look.
Definitely. Come and see us. We're on Caves Road and we're on Google Maps, so we're pretty hard to miss.
Hey, Rob, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the chance to have a chat.